Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rav Eliezer Cohn, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and Rosh Koil of Koil Chesh Mishpat Lakewood in Cleveland. When it comes to purchasing real estate, so paying cash for a piece of property or a house is typically not enough. I mean, it isn't enough to effectuate a sale. You have to record a deed. You have to give over the keys. What role does that play in halacha?
So real estate is obviously a very central focus of Hilchos Kinyanim. And the short of it is very simple, that since most countries will not sell you a piece of land just for cash, even an auction, eventually they're going to have to record some kind of deed. So the cash may be some kind of a deposit. But let's just talk on a regular sale. You're not transferring cash. There's going to be earnest money. There's going to be a time for having it inspected. If you have a mortgage, it's going to take even longer. And after all that, the money's going to transfer, and then they're going to record the deed. So the Pesach Choshen writes that if the custom is to record the deed, as is the custom in most places, therefore there's a very strong argument that the kinyan is not consummated until the deed is recorded in the township, in the city, and therefore the actual kinyan will only take place at that time. So even though cash, technically, Chazal allow cash to work for karka, because you can have a situation where there's going to be damage to the karka that the seller should. We could say the seller is going to want is not going to help, because land is land. I mean, you know, we're not worried that something's going to happen to it as we are worried by a tangible item or a movable item. So cash would work, but since there's a minute to record it, therefore we require it to be recorded. Now, giving over the keys is actually not enough to be considered a kinyan, even if you would use cash. However, keys are discussed in halacha, and the halacha is that when a person tells someone to buy land, he tells him, lechazek v'kni, go make an action of a kinyan on the land, show it's your land. Put a lock on the door, break a hole in the wall, something only an owner would do. So even though transferring the keys definitely seems like giving over ownership, but it's not enough to show full-blown ownership. Proof of it being that in every hotel you get the keys to the room. Doesn't mean it's your room. You're renting it. You have a right to rent it. Schiris is a level of rent, but giving keys is not enough. The actual kinyan will have to be the ones that Chazal speak about, either actual chazaka or shtar, whatever, and recording the deed in practical terms is the way that we'll be doing it.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beisavad.org.